You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We now shift back to high school football, and one of the teams in South Florida that's getting it done, no doubt about it, undefeated 4A, and as the first poll, the RPI index poll, and Gulliver Prep is right there in a great position, and somebody who's been there for a while and knows this program and has kind of cultivated a lot of these athletes and a lot of these guys that you hear a lot about that have moved on to the college ranks and going to the next level and beyond. Coach Earl Sims from Gulliver is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Big week for you. Not only a great big game coming up, as always, but you got Virginia in town, your alma mater, and I had a chance to talk to one of your former players the other night who was busy studying and doing a tremendous job. We lost him. Oh, well. We're calling it back again. How do we do that? What a buildup I had for Coach Sims and everything. But we're calling him back now. We'll get him right back on the line. Gulliver Prep, as we said, 7-0, getting ready for this week's game. They have a couple of pretty decent games coming up, over the next few weeks. So certainly this is a team to watch. We talked about 4A being extremely competitive, with Booker T. Washington. Cardinal Gibbons was in that mix. University School, which as the index, the RPI index came out, was the first, was the number one seed. But Gulliver was right there. And when you take a look at some of those teams that these programs play over the last couple of weeks, it's gonna kind of shape out a lot of things. Coach is back with us. Coach, thanks so much. Sorry we lost you.
Sorry about that.
You know, that's okay. Talking about what a big week it is for you, Virginia in town, obviously on Friday. Talk about this team. This is a team that, you expected, that was going to be competitive. You had a lot of kids, coming back, got a few in. Talk about the character of this team, because you guys have really taken care of business. You, from the Berlin game all the way to now, you guys have been, it's been a workmanlike thing. It's a business type of atmosphere. Talk about this year, and what you, if you expected this team to be in this position.
Well, I say this, Larry. Our coaches have done a great job of preparing for each game. Our players, definitely, they perform, each week. And, I couldn't be more prouder of the team in their performance this season thus far. Every week is a business week, and every week is a different week. And so, we prepare to have our best performance each week.
And you have, and you've been through this before. I mean, you were at state championships. You've been in an opportunity to coach a lot of really good kids, and the players that you get also get it done in the classroom, and that's extremely important. It's important at every school, but at your school, the standards have become like that through the years. Back in the Sean Taylor era, all the way to now, Buck Ortega, and you bring up Joe Jackson, and everybody who's played there. But not only that, it's just, it's become such a family atmosphere. Everybody's for a private school, sometimes it's tough to get a family atmosphere because kids come from all over. They don't just come from the neighborhood, but they're from all over. But you found a way through your coaching staff, through the administration, to make this a family. Talk about that, because I think that's essential.
Well, that's important. Family is everything. And, we have our individual families, but we spend so much time together during the season and in the off season and summer that we want to make sure that everybody is everybody's connected and feels connected. And so, we make sure our families do a great job of making that possible. Some of them open up their homes to have events that just are icing on the cake, because when we work so hard, on the field and in the weight room and, in practice and everything, we break bread together every week. It's just little things it's little things that add up to achieve a certain type of experience that we're seeking.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Earl Sims joining us, head coach at Miami Gulliver Prep, and also senior leadership. And that's the one thing that you've been blessed with over the years, to have kids that are juniors and seniors that step up and take your young kids. And you've had a lot of young kids over the last few years, and you still do, and Carson Haggard as a quarterback, and he's developed a lot of leadership skills. But you have the Wesley Neals, a guy who's been with that program for a lot of years, and he's had an opportunity to see the kids that came before him. I mean, talk about that, because I think that's important in any program, but it's been that way for you for a while, that you've had just enough kids who are junior, senior leaders that have led the way and have taken the pressure off the coaching staff, so they don't have to do everything. It's kind of the kids kind of handle business a little bit from within. I think that's essential. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, so I think each group every year, they assume the responsibility of leaving a legacy. They it's almost like a competition to make sure that they are better than the previous year. It might be some things that we might have needed to fix or do a better job of or improve in, and they want to make sure that they're the group that has left a lasting legacy, of achievement, in the classroom, on the field, in the community, So I think it's a competition even in that respect. So when you have that happening, it's not just being a competition on the field, but competition of classes. Each year you have something to look forward to. And certainly we have guys who've been with us since the eighth grade, some in the ninth grade, and so certainly some that have come this year. But I think everybody has meshed well, and we are, we're working hard for something special. Yeah. We want this year to be special.
Yeah, and it has been. Another thing, too, administration has been extremely aboard from the beginning. New athletic director this year who has made a huge difference, not just in the football program, but throughout. I watch him all the time on Twitter, and he's just not just football, but every sport, just always motivating and always, boosting the kids up. And as well as, like I said, your administration has always been there 100% for the – and your school and the kids, the student body, very supportive. Home games are crazy, they're and rightfully so. Talk about that, because I think that's huge. I know every school, strives to have that balance between academics and athletics, but at the same time likes to get everybody in, aboard, from the administration, athletic department, student body, and you guys have that rolling.
We're all connected. We're all connected. We're all one. Certainly we're appreciative of the support from our athletic department. With our new athletic director, he has brought some new ideas to achieve a lot of school spirit, and it's not just football; it's every sport. And we support academics support athletics. It's a special thing going on. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of awesome support from our student body. It's hard to explain.
No, but
it's an awesome thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I think that a lot of people that go to different schools around South Florida that are listening tonight can identify with that, because when it's going in one direction, and it's a positive direction like you have it, and like you said, you're coaching, tremendous coaching staff, and you've always, and that's the one thing you've always done, you've always surrounded yourself with really, really good people. You've added a couple of the pieces over the last couple years, and certainly it's a train that doesn't want to get derailed, and you guys have done extremely well. Next couple weeks, certainly going to tell a story. You have some tough games coming up. But, Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck. We'll follow you all the way, and you guys are doing it right.
Thank you for everything you do, Blue. Yeah, we're going to try to keep it going. It is nothing's changed. We're not taking any team lightly. There are no surprises. We're going to prepare each week for the current week week's opponent. And, we'll see where the chips fall.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks again. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
You as well. Thank you, Blue.
Good stuff. Coach Earl Sims, head coach at Miami Gulliver Prep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.